Your thoughts in terms of in that beginning stage?
I can't disagree. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that I get where you're coming from because I'm a very massive action type of guy. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking just shut the fuck up, just get the shit and keep going and going and going and going and going. And that's where I kind of agree with you. What I disagree is, at the early stages, you don't have that mental fortitude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't know you're going into it. You don't know you're overtrading. You're just stuck in this rabbit hole. We've all been in that rabbit hole. It's mm-hmm. depressive. Like, you just sit there. No one else to report to. So you're sitting there just trading, clicking a button. And it's incredibly easy mm-hmm. to go into that. But actually taking a step back, that's what you need to do in life as well, is always take a step back and look at the bigger picture. It's like, well, that's what's going wrong. I should really stop doing that. Mm-hmm. What was the cause? What was whatever? So in essence, it's taking a break from actually executing and trading, but it's not taking a break from self-development and not taking a break from learning yourself in the market. Because I always say that there's three stages. You kind of learn how to trade, right? And then you're finding reasons to trade, mm-hmm. and you find reasons not to trade, mm-hmm. and then you study on the psychology. So like, how do I enter a trade? Support resistance, the entry requirements, whatever it may be, moving averages. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, when do I execute? When do I get in? And then once you start doing that, it's easy to overtrade. Mm-hmm. So then that's when you start dialing down. It's like, okay, well, maybe one pair, one session, one trading setup, like you start going backwards. Then once you've done all of that and you're profitable, is working on the psychology, like understanding the confidence and things like that. So yeah, all of those three come into place. And even when you are on a break, it's just avoiding the chart time, just because you don't get addicted to it and don't overdo it, and then just move on. Mm-hmm. Just focus on the psychology and just enjoy life, man. It needs to be a balance, right?